Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We got somebody very important with us, back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Anita Rosen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She has taught us so much over the years about doing business online, about being relevant online, about maintaining relevance with customers by making sure that we know what customers are doing, what they're thinking, how they want us to connect with them online. She is one of the pioneers of the industry, and she started when she was only six, and she's the author of a number of books, including E-Learning 2.0, which is her new book. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, Anita. Thanks for being here. Anita, when I read some research a year or so ago that indicated that small business owners, 50% of small business owners don't have websites. And I always thought that that was an unfortunate number if it's true.
It's shocking in 2010.
It's shocking. That's exactly what I said. Preposterous. But then we took a poll of our audience and said, how many of you have websites? And we got a much higher number that had websites. And so I determined that either the other numbers were not accurate, or we had people who didn't want to admit that they didn't have a website.
The number should be 100%.
It should be. That's exactly right.
Any number below 100% in this day and age is really bad. And probably people say, well, what am I going to do on my website?
Yeah.
And doesn't matter what kind of business you are, you can at least give them your address.
Their reaction to, do you have a website, should be the same as if I said, do you have a phone number? What? Are you crazy? Why would you ask me a question like that? That should be their reaction, shouldn't it?
Exactly. Of course they have a phone number.
Yeah.
Of course they have an address. I mean, if you have a phone number and you have an address, your website, you have a business card. You really can't survive without a business card, because someone's going to say, oh, how do I contact you? I mean, even if you're a plumber, a construction guy, I'm not going to sell anything on the website. Well, do you have a business card? Well, of course. How do I leave my address and phone number for people?
Right. Well, one of the things we found in some other research is the high number of people, the big number of people who want to shop online. You were one of the first ones way back almost 10 years ago, Anita. You were one of the first people to introduce us to the concept of e-shopping.
Right.
And even though people have been doing it, we hadn't talked a lot about it on the show. And I'll tell you, Anita, one of the things that I've been trying to get people's attention with regard to having a website, having some kind of even an elementary, rudimentary, simple, basic website, I've been using two words to tell them why they should do that. And that those two words are local search.
Oh, definitely. Well,
local search is huge.
People say, well, I have a service. Let's get back to the plumber. No one's going to buy a plumbing service off the website. Well, but that's a service. If you have a service, people want to know. So they type in, I'm having plumbing problems. And you have a page. And then you might even have something where you have a listing of, what are the 10 most popular questions that people ask you?
Mm-hmm.
What are the problems and how much did it cost? And that way people at least have an idea. I was thinking of redoing a couch. I got on, and you know who I chose to do the upholstery? Some guy that sat there and had a page and showed five different couches with a price.
And probably had a customer, a comment or two in there.
He sure did.
Yeah.
get a couple customers, you know, the couch. Because, you know, if you take a picture of a couch, you do ask the customer, did you like this? Oh, it came out beautiful.
Yeah. But see, if that back to the plumbing thing, and this goes back to local search, folks, if you're in South Pittsburgh, then you type in your plumbing question and put in there in South Pittsburgh. And the internet will find, Google or whoever, will find the closest plumbers to you in South Pittsburgh. Because
a lot of people these days, that's the first place they go.
Yeah.
So whatever your business is, you can have, my girlfriend of mine is a landscape designer. People are not buying that service from
right,
the web.
Right.
But she has a couple pictures before and after pictures of, has done a beautiful job with a couple before and after pictures.
And folks,
here's what the yard looks like before.
And there
this
are places you can go
wanted.
To get a
this
website for free,
it.
Folks, for
Pardon?
Free. A place you can get a website for free. And I'll talk about those after these messages. 10 till, 20 till, right back with Anita Rosen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.